The eldership here, Steve and Darren, and you know, as we went there, I could actually sense the presence of the Lord every single day, just as I sense His presence here right now, and that the Holy Spirit was with us, and He's still with us. He never leaves us nor ever forsakes us. And that was the exciting part about the whole thing. You know, I've been by myself, you know, doing it all yourself, and every single day, it takes quite a lot out of you. But it was such a pleasure being in a team. You know, it's all about team ministry. We speak about it so many times, but it needs to be done. It needs to be fleshed out. And I'm a great believer in that. And when we go out, we need to go out in teams like that. You know, it just gives us so much strength and so much more as we minister to the people. We've put a lot of photos over here of places we've been to and seen, and hopefully you can pick up some of the things I put there. That's the new worship team that's coming to visit us, by the way. So as I say, it's better not to go alone. Then Mutu, Pastor Mutu, I... yeah. Mutu, as we left, was so excited about the message we ministered in the area about grace and the effects of grace and what grace does, that he went out and put plans into place to start a church immediately in Ludhiana. He's part of a network, as I've told you before, of about 2,200 pastors, but they're in there. I phoned him last night. I didn't realize it was 2 o'clock in the morning. And he was actually in the Word when I phoned him. And he is so excited. He said he just cannot sit still. And he's going out today to minister even more. And he has been so blessed what's happened. Then, of course, there was a ministry there, the ministry of the Holy Spirit. We saw the Holy Spirit move. I don't know what it is when I get up and preach sometimes. The demons don't like me. And immediately they start screaming. So if any screaming here, I know how to deal with it. Okay. But nevertheless, you know, we saw the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. We saw healings. The people came in droves to be healed. When you go there, the needs are just so, so great. And there's also in the Indian people, they want to come to the Guru and be touched by the Guru and be touched by the people, by whoever's there at the same time. And then the Lord gave us words of knowledge. The Lord gave us prophetic words right into the life of many of those people. And we were just so blessed by it all. Amen.
Jam Sikhi, it's one of the greetings in Punjabi, so you can all say hello. How's it? For me, it was obviously my first time to India, and the impression I got is just it's such a huge kaleidoscope of culture, of smells and sights and sounds and everything. It was just overwhelming, the senses and stuff. So it was really, really awesome. I think my brain's still processing a lot of the signs and images and things that you see. But in terms of my time there, just a couple of highlights, I think, for me. The one was just the building of relationships. We got to spend, I think it was 6 or 7 or 8 times we ministered in different churches, and we had the same guys interpreting for us the whole time. So we started to really build relationship with them, and I really saw the transition from when we first met those guys to when we left. Just a real friendship starting to form and a breaking down. They enjoyed our humor and us with them and stuff, so it was really cool. The other impression about relationships too is that Bill had been there a few times before, when he started to greet the people that he had met before, just the joy in their face when they saw that he had actually come back. He wasn't just one of these fly-by-nights that had come and gone, but that the relationship was being strengthened more and more. And I could see that as we spent more and more time with him, that we were rubbing off on them and likewise they on us. Then the key to that relationship building I saw right at the end was we had a supper with a lot of the guys that we'd spent a lot of time with. And sort of threshing out any questions or issues that they may have around the gospel message that we were preaching. And it was really, I think it was a real time of just cementing in the relationship that we had built with them. And subsequent to that, I've had one of the guys contact me on Facebook and everything. So a real wonderful time of just building relationship. And the last aspect of relationship I found, or that was a key for me, was just spending more time with Bill and with Steve. And not more than just the greeting here in church and stuff, but just to actually chat with them and spend real intimate time with them was a treasure for me. Then the second aspect, major aspect for me that was an impact was just the gospel message itself. We got to preach the gospel message to a lot of leaders. Some haven't heard it quite the way we've preached before. Some have possibly never heard it properly before. So it was really awesome that we got to lay the decent foundation of the gospel. And for me, the impact was having heard it so many times and processed it in my brain to actually start preaching the gospel. I had an opportunity to preach a few times, and it really made a big difference to me to actually start to voice the words that I've heard so many times. And it's now so cemented in my heart that, I can see it's going to impact my life and hopefully many others as well. So, India was great for me. I loved it. I loved the food, the people, such hospitable people, such humble people. And I'll definitely go back sometime. I loved it.
It was delightful. Can I have the picture of the map up? A couple of highlights for me personally was sometime back 2 years ago, we had a group of pastors that represent the different districts in the Punjab, which is that little yellow province up on the top left. They came over to the church and we met with them here, and they, when they heard the message of the gospel of grace, they really loved it, and something kind of ministered to them in the context of a very legalistic culture that they're part of, kind of post-Pentecostal culture. Something really sunk in for them, and they said, please could we come and do this conference, the annual conference. And instead of having it in one place, we traveled to 7 different venues, and the pastors in those areas would come together. So if you could just magnify that's the Punjab province. We were based in Ludhiana, kind of it's that's like the Durban, and up on the top left Amritsar is on the Pakistan border. That was kind of the Joburg, and between those two places we went into the various districts, did a day in each districts. We covered several districts where we met with the pastors in those areas, and we had a time of, you know, in one day you can't do a whole lot, but we did our best from morning till night, talking through the gospel, speaking, not trying to take it too fast, speaking about the grace of God, the correctly dividing the covenants, finishing the finished work of Christ, speaking into the whole context of Christ's performance, not ours, that God inspects the Lamb, doesn't inspect us, and the whole thing of the heavens open, the Mosaic covenant of blessing and cursing has given way to a covenant of blessing, which was promised to Abraham, etc. We kind of built around those subjects. And on the last night, when we met with the district leaders, I was kind of, I don't know what questions would come to the meeting, and the guys were so positive and so hungry and so desperate that we come back and keep teaching into these things. You know, we have a wonderful message. It's a liberating message. It's a message that the Spirit is Lord. And we just saw visually changes in some of the interpreters that came with us the whole time. They had to go through this 8 times, 8 different venues. And by the end of it, they were just glowing over the wonderful message of the gospel of grace. And So that was a highlight. We met with a pastor. There were various places. We're not going to go through all the names right now of places we went to. But there was one pastor in one of the districts that planted his church with Hindu converts. Now, he says it's easier to plant in the cities because there are Christians and your church grows from Christians just leaving one church and going to another church. Everyone says, oh, look, our church is growing. He says that's transfer growth. Where he went in the villages, or it was Hindus that he led to the Lord. That he started off in a little shack and has built a really nice facility with where he lives and the church hall, and they have great ministry outreach. At last Christmas service, they had 2,000 people attend. And this man, to this day, started the church several years ago. To this day, he cannot read or write. He just got wonderfully saved, filled with God's Spirit, went back to his village, started sharing the good news, and has seen a whole church emerge. You sit with a man like that, you think it's not us coming to teach you guys. We've got to sit here and listen to you. Absolutely mind-blowing. But they feel like they can only take people to a certain place. and now they're hungry for teaching to come in. And just operating, something Bill touched on there was having the apostolic gift operating, having a teaching gift operating, having an evangelical gift operating. We saw people come up to the front and give their lives to the Lord with tears in their eyes. And just seeing the different gifts operating in an apostolic trip like this is very different to just going and sitting in a conference. So for us, it was a groundbreaker. It was, they're so desperate for us to send teams back and come in. And there was a good response to the message. And you know, the whole trip was a faith venture. Thank you for your participation in it, because I'm reporting back what we as a church did. And it was a faith venture, because when we first had the invitation, finances didn't look good. Said, Lord, okay, if you want us to go, you're going to have to provide. We, through taking up an offering, through someone coming and offering to pay the ticket, some other church, Mark's church on the bluff, took up an offering that covered our accommodation. It was almost to the cent that our trip was covered. And I shared that as a testimony when we went to different places. Because part of the mentality in some of those contexts is, what can you give us? What are you here to give us? And we had to break that thing. We just say, we're not here to give you anything. We had a faith to get you. Now you can faith to meet the conference needs. There was a meal provided in each 7 district. And they wanted to know, were we going to bring up the finances before the conference, or would we pay them back after the conference? And we said, neither. You're going to take up an offering and trust God at each conference. And they did. It was a new thing for them. And you know what? They met the budget every time. It brought great faith. Only a few thousand rupees, but for them, it's a big faith venture. And it was stepping out, and God met the need place to place to place. So when I look back on this trip, coming back saying, God met the needs. And that to me is just such a highlight. Our trip home was a bit long. It was like 6 hours by train, and then we got to Delhi. And then we spent the afternoon with, remember Tony and Linda Johnson? They did our deacons camp some years back, and we've been in and out there. Tony was away, but we met with at the church. I remember where Carrie Ann went, and we spent some time hearing what's going on. And then we flew home. But just to say, into the future, let's be praying as a church. We've partnered into something. Doors have opened. There's been fruit. Let's be asking. Why don't you be asking? Yes, you can partner with your prayer. You can be partnering by giving. But you know, you can also partner by doing a trip one day. And I really felt encouraged along those lines. And to say that in the next couple of weeks, if you feel something stirring in that area, just say, God, maybe I'm not on the front line. Maybe I'm really a cook back or a clerk back in the base. That's okay. I can live with that. But maybe even for the clerks and cooks, they can go to the front line at times. And Bill's going to be doing some equipping and training around preparing to go on a trip like that. Great opportunities. I believe the mandate to us is go into all the world and preach the gospel, starting in Jerusalem. We must be effective in our city. We believe that. Durban for Jesus. Poway for Jesus. Pinetown, Westville, Hillcrest for Jesus. But we must also be faithful in our Samaria. And thank God for the valley and for local trips. But we should never slip into a, well, why do we have to go so far? What? No, because God, Jesus told us. And when the doors open, let's just have a heart that says, God, where you guide, you'll provide. Amen. So I trust you're encouraged by all that. Thanks, guys. And thanks again for your availability to be on this trip. So let's stand up and do thanks to the Lord for his goodness. Let's stand up and, yes, Lord, we want to thank you for provision, for goodness, for kindness. And